Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. Today we are wrapping up our week talking about our legal marketing trends report. If you haven't seen the show notes, the link to grab your free copy of the legal marketing trends report is in the show notes. It has been there all week. My apologies for not saying it out loud during the show, but you can go to spotlightbranding.com/trendsreport to get that free copy. And so today I wanted to wrap up just some of the bigger statistics that we found inside the report. And it was that 43% of law firms indicated that networking provided the best ROI, marketing ROI for their firm, which doesn't surprise me. That's how that statistic has kind of shown itself over the last 3 years. And I would expect it to. For what it's worth, content marketing was the second highest ROI, just saying. But we truly believe that networking is the true foundation of your marketing strategy. It's going to make or break it, because the people that you meet while networking are going to be the ones who probably understand you the most, and who are going to know better than anyone what kind of referrals to send your way. So whether it's, a BNI or a Chamber of Commerce or some other like Rotary networking group, or it's, other lawyers that you meet through your bar associations, whatever it is, networking with those people and getting them into your system and having them receive the same kind of top of mind awareness, marketing messages, their email newsletter, connecting with them on social media, whatever it is, they're going to truly understand who you are and how you help. And they know who to send your way. And they're going to, and the more that you stay top of mind with them, the more likely they are going to just keep sending you the referrals, because you're the first person that they're going to think of every single time. And so, the overwhelming majority, nearly half, said that, networking provided the best ROI. However, what I did find interesting in this report is that compared to last year's report, the amount of networking that lawyers did actually decreased from last year. So, obviously, looking year over year, right? Like up to 2019, networking, people doing a lot of it. 2020 happens. Obviously, networking kind of falls off. We did see that, like, from 21 to 22, the networking activities were increasing, right? People were getting back out, meetings were resuming, all that kind of stuff. People were getting back into the pre-pandemic way of things. But this year, in 2023, it looked like law firms did less networking than they did in 2022. So that's interesting, right? Like, these firms believe that networking provides the best ROI for their firm, and yet they were doing less of it last year. So it's just very surprising. And, I don't know why. There's a myriad of reasons why, you could have done that. Maybe you had too much business and you didn't have time, or maybe you were trying other marketing activities, whatever the case is. But man, there's a lot in this report and what we've seen in this report over the last couple of years that says, hey, networking should just be a thing that you're doing regularly and should be one of your top marketing activities. And then, secondarily, make sure that you have a way to be regularly staying top of mind with those people to get the maximum ROI out of your networking. Because look, if you're just going to meetings and exchanging business cards and then not really doing anything with that, networking is not going to give you a good ROI. But plugging them into your system, plugging them into your email newsletter, staying top of mind with them, that's what's going to supercharge the ROI of that networking. So hope that was helpful. Go to spotlightbranding.com/trendsreport. This is like 75 pages, just tons of data, a lot of really good stuff in here that lawyers can, look through and learn about their marketing. So go to spotlightbranding.com/trendsreport, and that'll do it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.